Dean, first of all, what is the news on Angel Martinez? I understand it's not good news on him.
No, bad news. Disappointing for everybody, really, including Angel. He's ruptured his ACL, and I think with that he's got a bit of a damage to his meniscus and his medial ligament, so rule him out for 6 months.
That's a big blow for him, isn't it? Especially since he's had a pretty positive start here.
Yeah, and it was nothing. It was right at the end of training, and he's just tripped. Just chasing back, and these things happen. He made so many tackles on Saturday and never got injured, and then we were only just doing a light training session. He just went, it's just one of them freak injuries. You know, you get them ACLs. There's a few happened this week. I think, who was the other one that done one? Done his cruise ship. Dicko at Wolves. He done his cruise ship this week, so there's been a few. But it's a bad injury, and he's never had any problems with his knees before, but it's a blow for us because, you know, apart from the goal at Shrewsbury in the 95th minute, I think they scored, something like that, we've only let one goal in since he's arrived. So he's different to all our other midfield players, and he's made a big difference to Sammy and Jay O'Shea. So it's a blow for us, really.
Do you feel like you've got to go and replace him now when the loan window reopens?
Well, Liam O'Neill can play in that position. Obviously, at the minute, Drew's injured, so he's played at right back. But Liam can play in that position, and we just have to get on with it. Really, that's how football works, I think. We'll get round the situation.
On the other hand, good news that Sam Morsy's still here. And what was deadline day like for you?
Well, I was hoping that we didn't get a call for him, and we never. So. I'm really pleased with that because, you know, he's been playing out of his skin and he's been our best player probably week in, week out, and he started scoring goals, and obviously Angel was allowing him to do that, so we have to just fill that gap now.
Is there any way at all that now that he's going to be here presumably until January at least, that you can maybe get back around the negotiating table with him and maybe work on a new deal? Is that a possibility at all?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, I want him to stay with us, really. He's a big player for us, and he's a really good player. And I think we can do well as a team. So I'm hoping he'll stay with us. We're definitely better. Obviously, we're a better outfit with Klukas. We're a better outfit with Tendai. We're a better outfit probably with Gary Roberts. But, you know, things move on in football, and when you're doing well, the people nick your best players. So I'm glad to hang on to him.
And when you look at the start that you've had, I mean, just how pleasing is it, the three wins and a draw so far, to start the season in this way, given that you've had to do a lot of adjustment on the squad, you had to make signings late on, how good do you think it has been to start this way?
Well, the results have been excellent, but the performances have been even better considering, you know, we've got three or four new players in the team as well. And the way we played at Sheffield United, we got nothing out of the game, but we played really well. Millwall first half was as good as we can play, probably. We just need to take more chances. If I was going to criticise anything, I think we've made, I don't know, we must have close to 50 chances in the games we've had in six games. So we've got to start putting a few more of them away.
What has been the key, really? Because there was a little bit of, I wouldn't say it was so much concern, but with players leaving at the start of the year, a feeling that it might be difficult for you in the first month, and yet to go and get the results you've had, what has been the key to that, would you say?
I just think the players are fit, and you know, they've been together quite a while as well, and I've just tried to add on to what they've got. And we haven't done anything yet, but we were supposed to be playing at some of the top teams at the start of the season as well, which is a difficult start. But I did say sometimes you can catch these teams before they get organised, and you know, Millwall, I would imagine Millwall in a few months will be a lot better outfit than they are right now. They've had some big changes. Obviously, we're playing Wigan on Saturday, which they're a big club, and they've made loads of changes as well. So you're hoping that sometimes you can catch these teams before they've got in their stride. We caught Barnsley before they got in their stride, and the 0-0 draw with Rochdale looks like a good result after their result on Saturday, 3-0.
It looks like an open division, though, doesn't it? It seems like there are opportunities there for clubs to really do something this year. There doesn't seem to be too many that are going to maybe detach themselves, like last year when you had Bristol City and MK Dons and others like that.
Well, I don't know. There's lots of teams spent a lot of money. We haven't, so I just concentrate on what we're doing and try and finish as high up the league as we can. At the minute, we're right up there with the 3 points off the top. And I've just said to the lads today, it's another game where we don't allow Wigan to get 3 points as well.
Do you enjoy these challenges, though? I mean, this is not the first type of job where people have maybe... The expectations haven't been so high, and maybe you've sort of overachieved a little bit. I know it's still early days, but what is it about a challenge like this that maybe works with you?
Well, I just think it's a good club, and I've walked into a good team, although we've lost three or four of our top players. I've managed to replace them with some good players, so at the minute the players are all pulling in the right direction, and we've got a good squad. We're a bit short, maybe at the back. We struggled to put a reserve team out with four defenders in it, but everywhere else we could. We got loads of strikers and we got loads of midfield players now, although we've lost Angel. If I was going to add anything to what we've got, it would be at the back, and when the window opens maybe I'll address that situation. But as for the challenges, I just look at what we've got, and we've got some good players, and I've won this league before. Doncaster put a team together that won that league, so I know what we need to do. But this is a totally different team to the one I had at Doncaster, and we're playing some great football. From Tommy's playing out his skin all the way through the team, so it's all right talking, keeping on talking, saying how well we're doing. We've just got to go out and do it now. We've got two home games, we've got to get 6 points.
But do you see an opportunity? You might not want to admit this, but you know, you talk about Doncaster there. That was certainly a tougher situation than this, wasn't it, given the situation you had there with the size of your squad and the injuries still. Do you sense that, given this club is in a healthier position than Doncaster was then, that you can do something this year?
Yeah, and you need a bit of luck as well. You know, you don't need players like Angel getting injured, and you need his strikers to bang the chances in they get. Goalkeeper play well. You need a bit of luck along the way, and you need to be organised. If you want to go Saturday, Tuesday. I remember going to Carlisle with Doncaster on a Tuesday night, and our fans were hiding behind a bit of glass in the corner of the stadium, and the wind was blowing down one side of the pitch, and the rain was pouring down, and we managed to score from two set plays. Didn't play very well, but we scored from two set pieces, and we come away with the points. And you've got to be able to do things like that.
Angel aside, how is the health of the squad at the moment? Players like Lee Novak, for example, are they close to a returner?
Yeah, he's trained today, and he'll be perfect for the weekend. He's trained really well today, actually, so he looks as if rest might have done him good.
And Wigan is a challenge. I mean, they are a team that's still receiving parachute payments. They have probably got a lot more money than anybody else in this division. Are you surprised by the start they've made, and do you expect them to come strong as time goes on?
Yeah, they've got some really good players, and obviously the manager's his first job. He knows what he wants to do, and he's got them playing a certain way, and it's a matter of time before they get in this stride. So hopefully they're meeting us at the wrong time and we're meeting them at the right time.
It's a great test for your players though, isn't it? If you can go out there and get a good result in this game as well and just keep that momentum going against a team of the quality of Wigan, that will say a lot for your players, won't it?
Yeah, well, last season we never took many points off the top six, when you look back. And I've said that's one way we can improve this year. We stopped Rochdale, who I think will be up there at the end of the season. We stopped them getting 3 points. It was a draw. And we stopped them getting... There's two ways of looking at it. And against these teams, if we can't beat them, we're going to make sure they don't beat us. You want to win all your home games, but sometimes a draw is not a bad result, especially away from home. But you know, I'm not saying we're looking for a draw on Saturday, but it's not a disaster if both teams get a point.